Wake up.
Get up.
Wake up.
You really do have to get up.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
Time to wake the hell up.
So there's a Maryland guy. He is facing felony charges. He was delivering some salsa, and he decided to dip his stuff in it before it packed up and headed out.
That's nice.
I know.
What kind of stuff did he dip in it? It's a little vague.
Little bit. Let's just say his dice.
He dangled his dice in the salsa.
Yeah. Gross. It was through an online food delivery service.
Okay.
And I guess this guy was a passenger in the vehicle driven by an independent contractor who worked for this company. And after they picked up the food from the restaurant, they made a video.
So that's how you wonder. You're like, how do you get caught?
Yeah, I was right. All right, it was the video that got him.
Yeah, why Dummies. Do people, like, it's like, they're heard laughing and being like, oh, this is what you get.
Well, it's like a tree falling in the wilderness, you know? If a man dips his dice in the salsa, but no one was there to see it, did it really happen?
No. She got a hair in your mouth.
One of life's great quandaries.
Well, this may
Unless
be...
Unless you get a hair in your mouth. Maybe he's all clean. Maybe he's a chrome dome.
Yeah, that's how everyone is now.
These damn millennials.
It's a manscaping. What's interesting is this is probably a warning to people that use those apps, like, you know, this is where you tip ahead of time. So they knew that they were getting an 89-cent tip
for terrible.
This okay. drive. So that was their thing. They said, this is what you get when you give an 89-cent tip for an almost 30-minute drive. And that is what apparently is.
Where did it happen at?
Maryland.
Awful. That's just an awful human.
Out in Maryland. I know. It was being delivered to a low-tipping customer, and that was their retribution. My husband always brings up the fact, like, he crazy tips delivery drivers, I think, because he did it in college. Like, he delivered, and he's like, oh, man, you don't want to mess with those guys.
I've seen a story where it says, a headline says, Tennessee man.
Is that
Tennessee delivery
one?
Man. That's what I'm saying. How many? But a lot of people are delivering food. But even when you tip on the app, the thing is you never really feel... It doesn't feel as genuine as when you hand them cash. Because believe me, I stopped doing it, but you can get addicted to those food deliveries. And then I stopped, but they come up and it's always the same exchange. I'm always like, I got you on the app. And it just still feels so hollow. It's like being in the bar where you tip the guy, but right when you put it in the jar, he turns.
Yes.
That's totally a tree falling in a wilderness. Nobody sees it. It didn't happen.
And then you got to grab
it. You jam the five in and the guy turned. And then he turns around all dickish, like, there's your drink. Like, he's having a bad shift, and you want to be like, I just gave you $5, but he didn't see it.
I wish you were paying attention.
Well, you want to grab it out.
It's like when we were in Mexico. We finished with the dive boat, and everybody was tipping everybody, and then we were supposed to tip the guy that cleaned our gear, and I tipped him. I'm like, here. I'm throwing money around. I tipped the dive cleaner guy, like, good money. And then the next day, I go to get my dive gear, and that guy's not there.
Yeah.
And they hand me all my gear and they're like, we cleaned it really clean. They're kind of all waiting around. And I'm like, I tipped that one guy yesterday. I can hear my voice, how hollow it sounds. And they're like, yeah. And I wanted to be like, no, go find him because I gave him $60. It didn't count.
I did like, the same thing.
And then I went and sat down at breakfast and I'm like, should I go back to my room and get more cash? I'm like, no.
Dude, I went
you
back.
You tipped to people.
I went back the next morning to find him to make sure that he got something.
That's what it feels like with those little guys. They show up all the time and I go, I tipped you on the app. And they look at me like,
yeah. There's something about
whatever,
cash.
Bro.
I know.
I dip my dice in your salsa.
Enjoy the salsa.
I tapped on the app.
I hope you like the salsa.
And then you have the salsa. I'm like, this is delicious.
Best.
It's
salsa.
Got some zip. There's like a snap to it. I don't know what that was.
So Wang do it.
They're like, that's Keith.
That's a special ingredient.
I'll
called
tell you what,
Keith.
Keith does not bathe a lot.
Gross.
Just
kind of salty. It's almost like its own little chip.
Oh my gosh.
That's Keith. Are you talking about Free Ball Keith? Yeah, he just sweatpants it. That's it.
Nothing
else.
I
know he pulled a double yesterday.
It was probably
sweaty.
It's hot in that kitchen.
Sweaty Keith.
Sweaty
Keith.
Sweaty salsa.
Gross. Imagine finding that out.
You call it schwalsa.
Wouldn't you just throw up? I mean, just if all of a sudden they're like, we've switched her salsa, and then you find
out. No, I would have that on camera.
Yes.
The new, awesome. The new Case Picante salsa ad.
We've switched her salsa with Keith Dip.
Hey, Keith Dingle is dice anyway. Very stupid. So is he going to go to jail or something, or what's going on?
Oh, he's facing felony charges. It's some serious stuff. You can't go messing with people's food.
Yeah, it's like poisoning somebody, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a Class C felony, but he would have to go in front of a jury. I mean, it's for real. Like, he could face 3 to 15 years in prison.
It's the old school deal where when you were a high school kid and everybody pulls up and likes to have fun at the drive-thru lane and saying snarky stuff, and I used to freak out like, dude, they're gonna spit in our food.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't want to do that.
No. Do not screw with the people that handle your food before you.
Sweaty Keith.
Yes. Sweaty Keith's back there like, give me a reason. Keith. Give me a reason.
I want to do a social experiment. Earlier in the show, Molly had mentioned somebody about putting their bits into the salsa.
Salsa bits, yeah.
Yeah, the salsa bits.
A guy ordered like Grubhub or one of those food deliveries and didn't tip on the app. And so the delivery driver was like, "You guy didn't tip me?" So it must have been Mexican food. And so he dipped his berries.
Yeah.
He dangled his dice, if you will.
There you go.
And the sauce.
This was not locally, by
the way. This was in Nashville Knoxville, Tennessee.
So people aren't freaking out. Like, where? What?
And his buddy in the car filmed it. Mm-hmm. And that's how he got caught. They posted it online and they got busted. So we don't know. Did the people ever eat the salsa?
That's just it. That's what I want to know.
The guy's going to go to jail. He's going to go to jail. They're charging
him. They did. I'm sure that you wouldn't have seen the video until...
After.
I mean, I think it was probably people that work at the restaurant that, you know, I mean, the person that he's delivering to wouldn't have probably seen his Facebook video. So they probably ate that salsa.
Well, we don't know. The delivery service was called Dinner Delivered. Now it should be called Dangle Your Dice. And he posted it online with the video with a caption that said, "This is what you get when you give an 89-cent tip for a 30-minute drive."
What a
terrible.
Dope.
Are you just kidding terrible. Me?
I'd like to grab one of those cookies, like a Girl Scout. Nah, maybe not that. Just whatever that I can find over here and give it to Megan. We'll put it on the plate, give it to our friend Megan here and have her eat it and then tell her what we did. Just to mess with her, just to see her reaction.
Do that on your own. That's called put your stuff in a box.
So this is the thing. It gets even better. He isn't.
Don't work here.
He doesn't work for the delivery service.
What?
He was just in the car. The woman who was the delivery driver was just like rando passenger friend of driver in the car.
Okay.
So that was the thing. They're like, we don't even know why he was in the car. Like, they put out an official, like, this was not one of our employees. The actual driver's out of a job. We will never drive for us again. But that was not.
I mean, sometimes these Uber drivers, you remember, it's basically an Uber driver. A lot of
the Uber Eats and all that.
You know, the service industry. And sometimes there's a buddy in the car. I mean, you ever been picked up by an Uber?
Yes. Someone else is in there.
The guy's wife is in the front seat.
That's weird.
They're going one destination to another. A lot of people use this Uber to get from point A to point B. I talked to one guy before.
That's usually what I use it for.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
I'm just driving around. I'm here just to listen to your radio. We're not going anywhere.
You don't want to go to point D?
I'm not one of those A to B.
Point A to B.
I'm just here to drive around, and then you're going to take me back.
You know what I mean?
A to A.
Yeah. He's leaving work, getting home, and he decided, hey, you know what? I'll just turn on my Uber thing and go. So you don't think my social experiment will give me a box?
You're saying you want to say that you did something gross to a coworker's food and then watch them freak out and then go, ha 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 ha, it is just a joke.
Yeah. No, that's
I still
totally...
think that's probably not in the office cool.
Okay. I didn't realize you wanted to be fired that desperately. Okay. I mean, there are other ways in which you can lose your job.
I didn't do it.
Well, obviously the lesson learned here is kids, don't do that.
No.
Because this guy is in jail. He's being held on a $45,000 bond and charged with adulteration of food. What's amazing is how people do crimes. They film them and then they post them.
I mean, how stupid
can you get? But that is the dilemma when you order a food delivery. There's the surcharges. It gets expensive really quick. And then right at checkout is when they're asking you, do you want a tip? And I'm sure there's a generation of kids that are broke. you know, it's expensive to order this food for delivery, and the guy that gets penalized is the delivery guy, the tip.
Yeah, he's doing all the work. He's doing the carry work. So.
But they see it up front.
I didn't know that. Yeah, that would, that's not a good thing. They need to just add that in.
I mean, if you're not going to tip, do the cash thing that you're, you know, you click the thing and you're going to give them cash. That's, wait till you get the food to stiff the dude.
No, wait.
Sorry, bro,
this.
It's laundry day.
I just like to think of the fact that the woman walked up to the door and they handed her like a crisp 20, like, hey, you know, we had the cash. And she just is like, oh, I need the salsa back. I don't eat the salsa.
Don't eat that. Not yet.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.